flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It has been a month since the 49ers season has ended. And in their press conference, they talked about the advantage that they had when searching for a new defensive coordinator that they didn't have last year, in that they had to wait till the Super Bowl ended, all that stuff, right? They got to get a head start. They got to interview, they're going to get to interview they've interviewed exactly 3 candidates for the defensive coordinator position and exactly 3 candidates for the special teams coordinator position. Mm-hmm. And they did not reach out again, as far as we know. Obviously, this may not be exactly the case, but I as much as we like to say the 49ers don't leak, this kind of information gets out. If they were reaching out to other coordinators, other people, we would have known about it. They didn't reach out to Dennis Allen. They didn't reach out to Lou Anarumo. They didn't reach out to Al Golden. They didn't reach out to these guys that, are established defensive coordinators that could come in, that could possibly, put their own spin a little bit on things, refresh the scheme a little bit, whatever you may want to say. And they didn't reach out to him. And now Dennis Allen is going to Chicago, and Lou Anarumo is in Indianapolis, and Al Golden is in Cincinnati, and all of these teams are hiring defensive coordinators, and the 49ers are waiting on Robert Saleh and just crossing their fingers that he doesn't get a head coaching job. And as it currently stands, he is one of the front runners in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. And his next interview is not even until Friday. And so that is frustrating. But regardless of the DC search, I don't understand why there isn't a special teams coordinator hire already. John Fossil, a well-respected special teams coordinator in NFL circles, has been let go and hired by another team already. Mm-hmm. Darren Rizzi, who was the special teams coordinator in New Orleans, who doesn't currently have a job, hasn't been brought in. They've interviewed some assistants. Again, I just don't understand the process, or maybe there isn't a process and that's the problem, but it just makes zero sense to me. And it brings me to this idea that, again, Kyle Shanahan is just so arrogant and so stubborn and so inflexible with anything, that it's like Robert Saleh or bust. And it's like, you are going to set yourself up for Brandon Staley and Nick Sorensen as your defensive coordinator and your special teams coordinator. And let me tell you what, you are going to piss off a shitload of fans if that's how you end up with this search, if you will. Because here's the thing, Brandon Staley already here. You didn't hire him last year, and you could have. You still brought him in. We don't know what he did, but he was still a part of this disastrous defensive performance last year. And you're going to sell that to the fans like, well, look, this is an upgrade over Nick Sorensen. Well, then why wasn't he hired last year? Or why wasn't he given the reins when Nick Sorensen was floundering all season? So again, and then Nick Sorensen, who shit the bed as a defensive coordinator is now just going to get the special teams coordinator job because you like him and he coached special teams in Jacksonville for a season. It just doesn't make sense. And there are certain things out there that make it seem like maybe this isn't always, or this isn't the end of what this is going to be. Mike Silver even said, like, it's his understanding that Nick Sorensen probably isn't going to be the special teams coordinator. So that gives me a little bit of hope, but it's just, I just don't understand. How are you not reaching out to 4, 5, 6 guys that you're bringing in, regardless of whether you think they should be the DC or not, just to get ideas, right? I mean, you did that last year with Chiefs assistants. Like, why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you bringing in assistants from other defenses just to possibly, you know, pick their brains or whatever and say, you know what? Maybe we do need to change some things up on defense. And I know there's no room to make wholesale changes. Like, you can't bring somebody in that's like, hey, I want to run a 3-4. You can't do that. But you can at least get new ideas. And they just haven't. It just seems like they're just doing nothing. And it's really frustrating.
So, yeah, you're 100% right. And I think, to me, with Saleh, you know, I didn't think he had a prayer to get a head coaching job. And that's maybe me just not having an idea what I'm talking about. But, I live in New York, and the consensus here is he didn't really do a good job. So when he was let go, and he was consulting with the Packers, as this offseason hit, I'm like, well, he's going to be a DC somewhere. He's a slam dunk for the 49ers. This is a slam dunk. Maybe they thought the same thing. But as the coaching cycle has gone on, he's gotten interest. And right or wrong, the way that the Rooney, he satisfies the Rooney rule. That's what I'm looking for. He satisfies the Rooney rule. So right or wrong, and how broken that system is, he still does. So some of these interviews may have had something to do with that, but not in Jacksonville. He is a real candidate there.
Yeah.
And I thought at first, well, the one place he could get this job is Jacksonville, because people don't want to work with Balke. And if he wants to go back there, they'll hire him. And now Balke's out.
I love it. It's so funny.
Which is crazy. What does he have on these owners that even gets to this point where he's like a cockroach, man. But he is out now because Shad Khan gets the idea, or he figured out that I'm not going to get a coach with him here. Nobody wants to work with him.
I think Balke cost them the guy that they wanted, who was Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator for the Buccaneers, who removed himself. Now,
does he circle back?
Well, and there. So here's the thing: is the information came out today that Liam Cohen removed himself from consideration, and then also news broke that Tampa Bay was going to make him one of the highest paid coordinators in the NFL. Since Balke's been fired, more information has come out that Cohen hasn't signed that contract extension. So it's possible that Khan was like, listen, this is the guy I want. And my impediment to getting him is this guy that I should have fired seasons ago. So I'm going to fire him now. And then maybe we can go back around and see if we can't, you know, entice him to come here. Now, you're going to have to pay him a lot, because you're going to have to pay him more than what Tampa Bay was willing to. And the rumor was that Vic Fangio is making $4.5 million as a defensive coordinator for the Eagles. And word was, is that he's going to be essentially in that same range. So again, you're going to have to pay Liam Cohen $5, 6, $7 million if you're going to entice him to Jacksonville. And maybe they're prepared to do that, but Balke's firing does give me more confidence that maybe Saleh won't be the guy there, because now they can attract a guy that they want, which is an offensive minded head coach. But it's still, I mean, it just putting all your eggs in one basket is not a smart and smooth process. And that's the part that's frustrating.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year, because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
According to me.
Yeah, and that's what it seems where they are. Where now, I still think it's an upset if Saleh isn't the defensive coordinator. I do. I really do feel that way. Jacksonville is the only job that I really think is a possibility for him. And it does sound like they want an offensive guy. And I think it was Mike Silver and maybe a couple other people have said that they may extend the search. So even though Saleh is going to be there this week, if they're going to extend the search, he's certainly not a slam dunk there. And it's, the names you heard were Joe Brady and Kellen Moore, offensive guys. So maybe that is what they want to do. Look, Jacksonville has no idea.
They probably should with what they're paying Trevor Lawrence. Probably do want.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Because if not, you have to have this defensive coach bring in somebody, and who's the coordinator going to be? Isn't it going to help Lawrence? But yeah, it seems like the Niners put all their eggs in this basket. So what are the alternatives if it falls through? Well, Pete Carroll's name got brought up today, which I say
it's not Jeff Ulbrich because he's in Atlanta now.
He's in Atlanta, and Pete Carroll. Tim Kawakami brought up that the Niners may possibly reach out to him if they haven't already. That's all well and good. Why in God's name would Pete Carroll, who's been in the head coach in the league for 18 years, who's won a Super Bowl, he might go to the Hall of Fame, or he's going to be close to it. Probably he's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's a winning head coach. He's going to come back at 74 years old to be the defensive coordinator of a team that was his rival for over a decade. And I know he was the defensive coordinator in 95 and 96 for the Niners, which propelled him to being a head coach. I get that. But he's going to give me a break. That feels like a couple things to me. One, maybe the Niners just shooting their shot if they did, in fact, reach out to him.
Yeah.
Similar to what they did to Belichick and Spagnuolo. Or it's damage control if they lose it, they're like, okay, we lose out on Saleh. And Kawakami also said there was some anxiety in the Niners building.
Yeah, there should be.
As there should be. If we lose out on Saleh, we can say we went after Pete Carroll. It didn't work out. And here's your defensive coordinator.
Brandon Staley.
Which to me, here is my thing right now, okay? Brandon Staley, if they hire Brandon Staley as defensive coordinator and or Nick Sorensen as special teams coordinator, you cannot sell that to fans. People will lose their minds. And here's, and again, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's on the table right now. Here's my first question, Brian. If Brandon Staley is ever made the defensive coordinator of this team, the first question, if I was in the room, I'm not, but if I was in the room, the first question I would say is, what was his role last season with the defense? And how did that translate to Nick Sorensen and what was on the field? That's what I want to know. What was his role? How did that translate to the defensive coordinator? Was he part of the game plan? Was he working with Sorensen? Was he sort of above Sorensen? He was an assistant head coach, right? Wasn't that his title?
Yeah.
So was he sort of working above Sorensen? What was that dynamic? That's what I want to know. What was his role? What was that dynamic? Because if you're bringing in someone who had a big role in the defense this past year, which wasn't good, and there were a lot of issues, how in God's name can you sell that? And Nick Sorensen is a special teams coach. That's just throwing your buddy a bone.
Right.
When his only time was with Jacksonville, where he was a special teams coach, and they were horrible. They were horrible.
Yep.
So you can't sell that at all. And that's a little bit scary to me. And I still am 80% that Saleh's going to be the defensive coordinator here. I really am. But if it's not, like, you're right. They put all their eggs in one basket and it's like, holy shit.
Well, and you know, Brandon Staley, like hiring Brandon Staley when you had a full month to interview all, like, any candidate that you could bring in is desperate. And it's desperate in that you screwed yourself over by just having tunnel vision for one guy. And Like, I understand wanting to bring Robert Saleh back. You have coached with him before. You have a great relationship. You have succeeded with him. He was the defensive coordinator when you went to the Super Bowl the first time. It was a great defense. Once they got talent on that side of the ball, they've got decent talent. They've got a decent core in that they've got a stud at each level of the defense now. But you don't have the players to run Robert Saleh's defense the way that he ran it in San Francisco before he left and the way that he ran it in New York. You don't have guys on the interior. You don't have a pass rusher opposite Nick Bosa. You have D'Amador Lenore and you've got Renardo Green, but you need another guy that can either be a shutdown guy on the outside so you can bump Lenore inside during nickel or find a nickel and just keep Lenore outside. You know, there are things that you need to run Robert Saleh's scheme to the best of its ability that you don't have right now. But I think it reeks of arrogance as well, because it's like, what makes this particular destination, 49ers defensive coordinator, that appealing to Robert Saleh when he's just coming off being a head coach, is getting head coaching interviews during this cycle, and there are going to be other defensive coordinator openings. The Lions need a defensive coordinator. Aaron Glenn is going to be the head coach of the Jets. Robert Saleh is from Michigan. Like, what makes you think that he is, you know, that he would just be like, yeah, I'll come back.
Right.
So again, why aren't you looking at other places? That's what, it just doesn't make any sense.
There were many guys out there.
The second question I would ask is, why didn't you hire Brandon Staley as your defensive coordinator last year? What's the difference between last year and this year that tells you, hey, Brandon Staley is our guy? He wasn't your guy last year. He was on staff for a defense that was terrible. And now you're going to give him the reins? Because why?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't get. So that's where, to me, again, desperation. Like, look, we wanted one guy, and it was Robert Saleh, and we didn't get him. So now we have to pivot. But we have to pivot to Brandon Staley because we didn't even bring in any other guys besides Deshae Townsend, who could end up being the defensive coordinator in Detroit now that Aaron Glenn has left, and Jeff Ulbrich, who is gone already. Right. So again, why have you only interviewed three people? Why? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. It's just, the process is so flawed, and it didn't need to be, because you had all the time in the world and you just sat on your hands because you thought, oh, I'll just call up Bobby and he'll come. Well, no, right. That's pathetic. It's pathetic. And no special teams coordinator.
Right.
Like,
right.
You didn't even have to wait for anybody.
Even for all that, what are you waiting for? The special teams coordinator? Like, what are we waiting for? What are we doing?